And he said he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he was going to hit him.
Threatening.
Jimmy said he made out like, so he acted as if.
Yeah, you can say that.
Which would you say?
The kid would say he made out he was going to hit me. The grown-up would say he threatened to hit him.
And they shall left his pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there to say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And you say, I have just wrote him a letter.
I have just written him
and
a letter.
Yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
You say, I wrote him and it's time I was getting it.
Reply.
And if you ask a question, you expect to get it.
Answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
Address it.
Did you ever hear back the letter?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child wants something new, you might ask him.
Who said it?
Or say you learned to whistle, you could ask him who.
Taught you.
And I asked you, when are y'all going to Baton Rouge? You might say, well, right now we're what to go next week?
Planning to go.
Did you ever say we're aiming?
Or thinking of going, or aiming to go.
What about fixing?
And are fixing to go, yes.
What's the difference?
All mean the same thing.
And the child
question of which one sounds best?
Which sounds the best to you?
Planning.
And a child that's always running and telling on other children is called a
tattletale.
And you wanted to brighten
up. If he's older than a child, they call him a brown noser.
What about pimp? Do you ever hear pimp used to mean tattletale?
No. A pimp is a person that walks the street, solicits.
For prostitutes?
For prostitutes.
And say if you had some things growing in your yard, you might go out and. If you wanted to brighten up your room, you could go out and
pick them.
Pick some
flowers.
And something that a child plays with is called a
toy. Toy. Toy thing. Just a moment, please. Raymond? Plaything.
What about play pretty? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that is not exactly used in the same sense to me.
What's the difference?
Well, if the little child had a toy or something to play with, someone may say to him, like an elderly person, isn't that a pretty plaything?
Mm-hmm.
See? So he wouldn't play. You wouldn't say he'd go outside and play with his toy, would you?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say he'd go out. I mean, you'd say he'd go outside to play with the toy. You wouldn't say he'd go out to play with the plaything.
Okay. And say there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence and you were afraid he was going to fall off, and someone came and told you he'd fallen off, and say, well, I just
warned him.
Or I just thought that was going to happen.
Told him that was going to happen.
And say you can't get through there because the highway department's got the machines in and now the road's all
closed.
Or it's all, talking about them tearing it up, the road's all.
All torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on it. You say, go ahead and
put it on.
And say if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
Nothing.
And I'd say, oh, there must be
something.
And you'd say, he moved here in 1960, and he's lived here ever
since.
And that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And if I ask you, say, how long the river's been there, you'd say, well, the river's